Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. My folks tapped in on the free Odyssey app. People on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. SiriusXM channel 158, that's how I do, and I'm in my car. Or you could be on a smart speaker. All you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Just the facts, folks, here. Just the facts. Here's a big fact. Right before the break, I told you about the Warriors beating the Lakers 127-100. We're going to hear about Klay Thompson, who dropped 30 points tonight. We're going to hear about his 8 threes. And then we'll also hear from Klay Thompson because he spoke to ESPN after the game. So we'll get there momentarily. Okay, thank you to everybody who's been tuning in for the show. It's been a busy day, a busy night. Head coach Mike Budenholzer, head coach no longer of the Milwaukee Bucks. He got the boot today. We talked about Justin Verlander and the New York Mets falling to 16-16. And what else is new? The sky is falling for the New York Mets. We looked at betting and gambling in sports again. Why? Because head coach, or I guess the former manager, I should say, of Alabama baseball, Brad Bohannon, he's been let go. Allegedly was caught talking to someone making a bet in Cincinnati, saying that, or at least trying to lose a game versus LSU on purpose, and walk away with some cash for it. And so he is no longer the manager of Alabama baseball. We talked about Giannis and his comments on failure. And now, as we continue on, we'll get into the Lakers. One of our callers said the Denver Nuggets are just kind of being slept on. I don't agree with that. And then Lamar Jackson spoke to the media. We'll talk about the Nuggets. Aaron Rodgers is all over the world. We'll even get into Messi. But moments ago, we got outside of garbage time. And that's what happens when you get to the end of these games. You got Max Christie for the Los Angeles Lakers playing 9 minutes and scoring 2 points because they got smashed. Golden State ties up the series 1-1. The Warriors now lead 127, or they won 127-100. Let me give you some quick numbers. Not necessarily to dive into everything. Anthony Davis, coming off of a 30-20 game, had 11 points tonight and 7 rebounds. LeBron James, he had 23 points. D'Angelo Russell, we saw the ghost of D'Angelo tonight. He only had 10. Rui Hachimura had 21. And for the Warriors, the victors, Draymond Green almost had a triple-double. 11 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. Steph Curry had a smooth 20 points in 30 minutes. 7 of 12 from the field, 3 threes. But Klay Thompson, he was the man of the night. 30 points, he knocked down 8 threes. He made it a blowout. Klay Thompson was on NBA Jam level. Klay Thompson, he was on fire. Listen to this three in the third quarter. That was just pouring gasoline on the fire. Listen to this.
Thompson curls off a Looney screen. The jumper, it's up. It's good for Klay Thompson. He's got 28. 97-74.
You know what? Let's just hear another Klay Thompson play. He's just putting them up by 25 now.
Schroeder drives in. Off balance to Reeves in the corner. Hachimura, the jumper too strong. Poole has it. Got Thompson who never came back. Klay drives in on Russell, goes up and scores the layup. 99-74 with 2:10 to go in the third. Klay's got 30.
And he finished with 30, and then they sat his ass down. Steph Curry, a smooth 20 points. He said, you know what? I'll knock down a shot, and I'll extend the lead to 27.
Dante with a minute 23 throws it back to number 30. Curry in return back to Dante. Drives by James. Goes to the corner to Moody. Pump fake. Bounce pass through it away. DiVincenzo goes to the deck to get it and throws a bounce pass from his backside to Wiggins over to Curry. Curry fades left. Goes up with a three. It's good! Tom will be diagramming that play on YouTube later on tonight.
I most certainly will not.
Hachimura over to Schroeder, 105-78.
Yeah, Warriors Radio Network, they had a fun time tonight. I mean, I told you it was garbage time. Even Moses Moody got in on the action in the playoffs. Listen to this with a slam.
Curry will throw it in. Remember, Curry got the ball back on one of those. Ball thrown to Moody. He goes baseline for a dunk. They caught James not looking.
You know what? I'm just going to put a cherry on top here. I know there's some people who are sick of, Steph Curry. Tired of what he does. Tired of his celebrations. Tired of his dancing and shaking. And I did like the other day Steph Curry said, what is that? Light the beam. That was pretty funny. But here's Steph Curry with a three at the end of the game. Here you go.
Curry fires for three. Is up and good, and he got fouled. Draymond's counting him out on the ground before picking him up. It's 113-82.
No, that wasn't the end of the game. That was the end of the night for him. They didn't need him anymore. They send in the bench. This is the final call from the Warriors Radio Network. Quite happy, as you can imagine.
The Warriors are back in business. Lakers will run it out as well, and apparently they're just going to dribble it out on the far side. Lonnie Walker to handle. And down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and this series is tied. One game apiece.
Can't wait till Saturday night. See if Anthony Davis can do more than 11-7. Pretty bad. Klay Thompson. He was on ESPN after the game. That's what Klay Thompson had to say about bouncing back.
Well, we realized we let one go in game one, and we've been having to bounce back all year from adversity. And not a better group to do it with than these guys. So came out, our offense was flowing, turnovers were low, hitting open man. We keep it simple. The floodgates can open.
As for you and your game, just what felt good to you tonight?
This one felt great. I didn't shoot the ball particularly well the last few games. So to come out here and get hot in the early beginning, I mean, I watched film in the first game, and I feel like I rushed a lot of great looks. Tonight I utilized my pump fake. I was patient. And I'm going to try to take the same flow to L.A. tomorrow.
But what does a win like this, what kind of message does that send to them, to you guys?
I don't think it sends much of a message because we know LeBron has seen it all, AD has seen it all. And it's 1-1 at the end of the day. So we got to go to L.A. and get one and go from there.
Lisa Salters, she could have asked him about Jordan Poole, but I guess that's old news. By the way, Jordan Poole, 6 points tonight, 3 of 6 from the field, 0 of 2 from downtown. And so if you're counting, he knocked down 6 threes that last game, and including that gigantic bomb that he decided to take. He's now 0 of 3 for his last 3 threes. And Jordan Poole should be happy nobody just went out there and punched him in the face. And so I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday. And tonight is an example why Anthony Davis can be maddening. He has 30-20 talent. I don't know if it's the motor. I don't know if he wakes up and says, man, if I go too hard, I'm going to get hurt. It's maddening sometimes with Anthony Davis. And he is. He is. If we got to look at the top 75 list, if it's just going to be about talent, he most certainly is there. I don't know if he would have made the list if the Lakers didn't win that championship in the bubble. But it just drives me nuts to know what he's capable of doing, how skilled he is. But he either, A, cannot stay healthy, or just be consistent. Imagine, and yeah, there is no perfect basketball player, but can you imagine if Anthony Davis had, like, the drive, the aggressiveness of Giannis? It'd be nuts. I think Anthony Davis, all things considered, he's more skilled. He has more touch. He's more versatile, but yeah, he just can't go. He needs a new motor, and for a human being, you don't buy that at the grocery store. You don't buy it at the hardware store. It sucks. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan.
Oh, my God, JR, Mr. Positive. I'm devastated. I'm so depressed, so sad. The way my Lakers played my Labrizzi Goat James, I just can't take it, my friend. Should I be concerned? Because you're right about Anthony. My Labrizzi, you know, is at the almost 39. He's doing the best that he can. Where are the backup players? Where are the bench players? I mean, they're younger. They should be able to keep up with Golden State. But, oh, my God, Jer, do I have to start saying prayers, you know, and just going, I need my Labrizzi to win.
No,
and it does. Oh, help me, please.
I can't, Greg. I wish I could. Thank you for calling from Michigan. I'll give you an answer there. I was going to say, who cares about the bench players? But we know they're important. What are you expecting from the bench players? Especially knowing the fact that they're on the road. They're playing in San Francisco. Golden State is the home team here. I'm going to expect Austin Reeves to go up and down. D'Angelo Russell, regardless of how much talent that he has, D'Angelo Russell has a habit of going up and down. You want the stars to show up, and then you want the bench players or the dudes who are filling in or whatever the hell you want to call them, you want them to feed off of the stars. And so you expect Anthony Davis not to finish tonight with 11 points. Like, come on, man. 30, 20, 11, and 7. That's a wide chasm. And it's not like this is something unusual from Anthony Davis. He has these huge games. And then some nights he's just, like, he's not even there. And so I'm not mad at Austin Reeves and his 7 points. He was 3 of 11. When they get back to L.A., Saturday night, I'm sure Austin Reeves will light it up. I'm sure they'll get better play. I'm sure, you know, people will be out there, man. But tonight, crap. Dennis Schroeder only had 4 points. It's bad. Pretty bad. George is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, let me start off by first recognizing whoever it is that takes your calls. Assure him that I have the utmost respect for him. I called 3 times and the call dropped, and I know that he didn't hang up on me. So please let him know, and I appreciate him.
Well, he heard you, and he can respond to you right now.
No problem, George. Thanks for calling.
His name is Shep. He's here with us every day, all the time.
All right, Chef. Yeah, and I've heard him before. I forgot his name. I apologize. Second thing,
okay.
Warriors made me some money today, so I'm happy about that. But that's not why I'm calling, JR. I'm calling because about 2 weeks ago, we spoke about the Heat and Jimmy Butler, and you said that there just wasn't enough talent there. And I told you that my man Jimmy Butler can change that, and he did. So that's why I'm calling tonight. I know that it's a Laker-Warrior night, but I'm just letting you know that the Heat have posted notice and that this team is a different team in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're correct. You did say that a couple of weeks ago, and I did respond to you the way I did here. And it wasn't so much about Jimmy Butler and his talent. We have seen him go off. I'm talking about the team as a whole, and I still feel that way. Jimmy Butler absolutely lost his mind against the Milwaukee Bucks. You can't take away what the Heat did. You can't take away how they are coached with Eric Spoelstra. You have to give them all the credit in the world. But when you look at the team as a whole, I don't want to say they are punching above their weight class. They are maxing out at what they have. I'll put it to you this way. I still don't believe in the Miami Heat to go out there and win a championship. I mean, they're playing against the New York Knicks team that is finally here. I know people have been waiting forever for them to get here. It's been 10 years since they even advanced past the second round. And so, yeah, they're playing a good series. But do I still believe the Miami Heat are like legitimate championship contenders? I would be fooling myself if I sat here and said as such, because I don't think they have enough talent. Tyler Hero is running around with a cast on his hand, and people are just like, oh, my God, they're maxing out, which has to do with the organization. But I'm not sold on the Heat here to win the title.
All right, JR, let me just say this, and you doubted him before, and I'm going to say this to you, and I'll call you back again. You understand that we took the first game easily and that the second game we had Jimmy out. Let's bring that to Miami, and let me tell you that we're going to take care of the Knicks. I know that Boston is a different story.
George, let's save us some time here, okay? I would not be surprised if the Miami Heat beat the Knicks. Save me some time and call me back at the end of the season. Call me at the end, the end of June, when the Miami Heat season is done, okay?
All right, I'll do that. But remember this. You gave them no shot against Milwaukee. You gave them no shot.
I gave them no shot against Milwaukee with Giannis Antetokounmpo being healthy. Giannis went down, and the Bucks crapped the bed, and the Miami Heat wiped them out because of Jimmy Butler and because the Bucks and Budenholzer didn't know what to do. Let me repeat this for you, because you keep saying don't forget. I don't forget anything, George. I know what the hell I'm talking about. I know what took place. I know what happened. Listen to me very carefully, okay? Call me back when the Heat season is finished. Deal?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you. Deal. All right, well, I said it in English. Cuando Heat finito. How do I say call me? Yurame has helped me. Hey, Shep, how do you say call in Spanish?
Yo no sé, pero tú hablas español. Es muy estupendo.
What?
Speaking Spanish, right?
Do you know what you just said?
I said, I don't know. Your Spanish is amazing. It's great.
Mine?
Yes.
You're bugging. What are you talking about?
That was damn good.
What? Are you serious? That was terrible Spanish by me. Awful.
Well, this is coming from a person that's native language is obviously English. So to me, it sounded brilliant in Spanish. Now, Portuguese and Spanish, same thing. I'm not ahead. The point is, for someone who doesn't speak Spanish fluently, it did sound like you are fluent in Spanish.
Oh, okay. Possibly. Yeah. Yeah. For someone who has many Spanish speakers in his family, my Spanish right there was absolutely terrible.
Tu es inteligente y divertido.
Intelligent enough to do what?
You're intelligent and you're also a lot of fun.
Oh, well, thank you. It's not the first time I've heard that. But here's my story about how Portuguese and Spanish are just, they're not even in the same space. I was in Brazil at the Olympics. I'm in South America, right? I'm thinking that, sure, okay, fine. You know, English is spoken all over the world and for a million reasons that we know why. But the fact is, I said to myself, I speak English. I know I can get away with Spanish. I was in Brazil. And nobody wanted to speak Spanish. It's like, nah, bro. Nope, no Spanish. I was at the airport. I was at the airport in Brazil. And I'm saying to myself, oh, man, I could just, I can get away with a little bit of Spanish here. And they're just like, nah, bro, we don't do that here. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, I'm just cooked. Yep, no Spanish. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, we got some losers tonight that are talking. Draymond Green, well, he won. He's currently talking. Darvin Ham right now. Darvin Ham, he's talking about why. Oh, wow, this is cool. Darvin Ham talked about why Anthony Davis sucked tonight. We're going to hear from Darvin Ham on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some more of your calls. I'm going to try to learn some Spanish quickly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I told you Darvin Ham just spoke to the media. And Darvin Ham had an answer as to why Anthony Davis went from a 30-20 to 11 points and 7 rebounds tonight as the Los Angeles Lakers lost to Golden State 127-100. You want to know what happened here? Darvin Ham said, blame Draymond Green.
Dre, he's going to do his work early. You know, it's the reason why he's a perennial all-defensive player. You know, he's going to force tough catches, and when he's on the ball, He's his own ball activity, second to none.
Okay. Well, Draymond Green, just, defensive player of the year, former defensive player of the year, just all credit to Draymond, not Anthony Davis. We see this. Anthony Davis does this against everybody. It don't matter who's guarding him. Some days he's good. Some days he's bad. Some days he looks motivated. Some days he looks checked out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's pretty hilarious. LeBron James and Anthony Davis, they look like they're at a fashion show, and they're speaking to the media. But let's go to Javier. Javier is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Javier?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Hey, so now I'm glad you guys said that about the post-game interview, because what my take, is on is Ham didn't defend his coaching ability against Steve Kerr. Draymond was all over AD. They kept on doing pick and rolls with AD. It didn't work. He didn't get any good looks, and he just completely out-coached him. I don't know if maybe AD was saying that because he didn't want to say, well, our game plan didn't work. But in my opinion, Ham on this next game, he needs to have a complete different look if he wants, because this is going to happen again if he does the same thing, in my opinion. It's not AD. To me, it was all Ham.
Well, that's I hear what you're saying. Darvin Ham could certainly bear some responsibility there. But this has been an MO here for Anthony Davis throughout the course of his career. It's like, is he A, healthy? And then B, what is he doing when he is healthy? Like, a lack of aggression is something that's it's been his MO throughout his career. And so I can't even look at one game and go, oh, my God, just, You know, Anthony Davis, he was fooled by Draymond Green. Draymond Green's still a good defender, yes. Underrated, I think even so, because he runs his mouth so much, yes. But to say that Darvin Ham is the reason why Anthony Davis ain't get it popping tonight, I can't go with that. James is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, James?
Hey, man. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody, you know.
Are you on that tequila already?
Man, I'm trying. I'm thinking about it, man. I'm driving through these Atlanta streets, JR. I'm thinking about it, man.
Don't drink and drive through the Atlanta streets, okay?
Okay, sir. Hey, man, any Cinco de Mayo Brazilian times you can tell us about, JR?
You want me to tell you about Cinco de Mayo Brazilian what?
Days, because you said you've been to Brazil, and I heard it goes down in Brazil.
I was in Brazil for the, 2016 Olympics in Rio. Vlade Divac smoking a cigarette outside. I mean, what else? I can tell you a bunch of stories. What else you want to know?
Yeah, I just heard it goes down in Brazil, JR.
I don't know what you're talking about, James.
I know you're a player. You get all the women call you. Next time I go to the Players Ball, I'm going to invite you out there, JR.
I don't know. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, sir. So anyway, man, I've been a Lakers fan, man, since Magic Johnson, A.C. Green with the Jerry Carroll, Michael Cooper. And say that, man, I don't think that the Lakers have a chance to beat the Warriors. It's as simple as that Davis has to play out his mind for them to even have a chance to win. And he's just too inconsistent. The Warriors, as you see what happened today, Curry didn't have a good game. Then Klay stepped up, and then to me, they're role players.
I can't say Steph Curry didn't have a great game. It wasn't necessary. He had 20 points, 7 of 12 from the field, 3 of 5 from downtown. Steph Curry had 12 assists to go along with his 20 points because Klay Thompson was lighting it up.
Yeah, man. To me, they just have better role players, I think. I think the Lakers might get lucky and win another game, but I think I got the Warriors winning 4-2. I've got the Lakers and – I mean, not the Lakers. I mean, I got the Warriors in Denver and the West Coast. On the East, I've got Boston and the Knicks. And I think it will be Boston and Denver in the finals.
Okay. And I think Denver – thank you, James. You're going to have a lot of Heat fans calling you up and cussing you out, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you, James, for calling from Atlanta. LeBron James also here. He had 21 points in the first half. 21 points in the first half, and he had 2 points in the second half. That was Mr. LeBron James. Not too hot. 855-212-4CBS. Justin is here from Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio, Justin. Go ahead.
Yes, boy. Sorry. Thanks for calling, man. Just calling up here from Nova Scotia. They're on Canada. Yeah. I just want to talk about the Maple Leafs there tonight. Didn't think to get the forecheck there on the Panthers, and that's how the Panthers got through Boston. They shut down Boston's forecheck. They couldn't get the puck out of the D zone. And I'm kind of scared about my boys there up in Toronto.
Well, are you not surprised that Toronto even made it to the second round and they're kind of in foreign territory here? No, I'm just saying. I'm being honest. Come on, man. I thought Canadians were polite. I thought they had clean mouths. I thought Canadians were great. What are you doing? I wanted to ask him about Nova Scotia, too, man. What is he doing? He got so comfortable on the radio.
A little bit.
Yeah, Shep, we're not in Nova. I really wanted to ask him. Because the only time I've been anywhere near Nova Scotia is flying over it coming back from Europe. I really wanted to know. I didn't care about, you know, what he was going to say about the Panthers and the Maple Leafs. The Panthers, by the way, they beat them tonight 3-2. They got a 2-0 series lead. They beat Boston. Now they're here beating up on the Maple Leafs, who, yeah, it's been almost 20 years since they've had this much success, at least in the playoffs. And I just wanted to ask him about Nova Scotia. He couldn't even keep his conversation clean. Though Canadians don't curse. Not him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. Hopefully people who have some understanding that you can't curse on the radio. And then we'll get into the Nuggets. We'll eventually hear from LeBron and Anthony Davis. They'll probably say a whole lot of nothing about why they suck tonight. We'll hear from Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson says, yeah, I am a winner and I have amazing goals. So we got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. My first time calling you, and I find you to be an excellent guy to listen to, so good luck. I hope you never lose this slot because, really, you're so bright and intelligent, and you cover it all, and I'm very happy to listen to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Golden State beats the Lakers 127-100. Anthony Davis, after a 30-20 game, he gives you 11 points and 7 rebounds. Darvin Ham wants to give all the credit to Draymond Green as to why he looks so damn bad. Draymond Green, he just stepped away from the podium. Draymond Green, he was there telling everybody from NBA TV, he's like, this is why we were able to whoop that ass.
For us, it was the level of physicality, and our defense was much better. We did a great job of making them play in the crowd, and I think that's important when you're playing against a team like this, especially when, you know, it's not every day nowadays do you see the most dominant part of a team is what they do in the paint, and that is this team. You know the pressure LeBron's putting on the rim. AD puts a ton of pressure on your defense. D'Angelo puts a ton of pressure on your defense. Schroeder getting downhill, and so we know what those guys wanted to get to, and I think we did a better job of defending tonight.
You don't say. Steve Kerr, the head coach, yeah. Someone asked in the show earlier in the show, hey, do coaches still matter? I guess Steve Kerr matters. He spoke and he said, this is what went well for us tonight. I wonder if it was defense.
I thought we just played simple basketball, kept our turnovers down, moved the ball. Our guys were playing with a lot of force, a lot of aggressiveness, but making good decisions within that aggression, and that's the key. Can you find that balance? Can you play with pace and confidence and yet make really simple decisions, hit singles and just move the ball?
Steve Kerr just wants to go home and take a nap. That's what he sounds like. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lucky calling from San Francisco. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, my man. How you doing?
Very well.
All right. Well, you know, I'm happy and excited, man. My team did a good job tonight. They put the hammer on LeBron James, and I'm ready for Saturday.
Okay. What are you thinking about this series overall? You got the Lakers winning a couple of more. How you feeling?
I got the Warriors in 6, possibly 7, but I'll stick with 6.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And I presume you have your Golden State Warriors winning it all. Am I wrong?
That's the whole goal, man, to want your team to win it all. So, yeah.
Well, I'm not asking you about the goal of what you want. What do you believe?
I believe that. I believe we're going to have an opportunity to get our fifth championship.
Okay. And yeah. What is an area where they're poor? I can think of quite a few, but what would you say?
I would say turnovers, sometimes lack of defensive pressure, on the ball, and basically just the turnovers and the concentration on doing your job as a basketball player.
Okay.
Like a lot of our players sometimes have those lapses, which we know Jordan Poole is the number one candidate.
Okay.
But I still have love for him. But, yes, he needs to get his concentration together, man, because we need that. We need him. He's dynamic.
Okay. Well, yeah, tonight, not so dynamic tonight. 21 points the last game. We know he missed that big three. Jordan Poole tonight with only 6 points. And, you know, maybe he doesn't get punched in the face after the game. Mark is also calling from the Bay Area. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, hello, yeah. You know, to go along with the previous caller, you know, I'm a Bay Area fan. I like to see the Warriors and all that. But I believe, you know, they want to make it go to game seven. Mm-hmm. And, you
who
know,
is
you
they?
Who, ran who down the numbers.
Wait, who is they, Mark?
Who is they? Vegas? The bettors? People,
there.
You know, but you read the numbers about Anthony Davis. Is it possible that he took a night off on purpose? Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm just trying to understand. No, continue. Give me more, Mark. Just keep going. Give us more.
Well, no. The reason why I say this is because earlier – I guess there was something in the news that you mentioned about something going on fishy in some other sport.
Yes.
I don't know.
The baseball manager, the former baseball manager at Alabama, he got fired for basically trying to influence the game and win some money. Yes. So what you are now insinuating is that Anthony Davis is potentially trying to he's in cahoots. Is it what you're telling me?
No. I didn't say he's in cahoots. But throughout history, hasn't sports been dirty?
Yeah, Mark. And so, you know, anytime somebody has a bad game, I'm just going to think that they tried to throw it.
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But isn't it in the best interest for the NBA for the two teams to have game
seven?
Yeah,
so let's just turn the NBA and the NFL into just – let's call Vince McMahon, and let's see if we can get it all scripted.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. It could happen, right?
Okay, Mark. No, Mark. Sorry. I guess Vince McMahon did do that. He tried it with the XFL. Hey, Shep, did they have their championship already?
JR, I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea. I don't know where they are in their season.
I was watching some game or something. They were, tune in for the semifinals of this or something of that.
I could not tell you.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. And you and I do this every day. I can't tell you a player that plays in the XFL. I'm just going to be honest with you.
The Rock doesn't play. I know some of the coaches.
Who coaches?
Hines Ward, the Brahma, San Antonio Brahma Bulls.
You're telling me Joey Porter Jr. can get an assistant coaching job in the NFL, I should say senior, and Hines Ward can't get any love in the NFL as a coach?
Hines Ward has been an assistant on a few teams.
Okay. Well, no, I understand that, but you're telling me he can't find a better job in the NFL? I mean, this guy should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know why he's not. He should be.
Well, he's in San Antonio as a head coach. He's been an assistant on a few teams, Hines. Anyway, no, I also don't know an XFL player. I know The Rock. I know a couple of the coaches. Yeah, people love football, so hey, why not take a couple extra bucks?
Has let me ask you a serious question. Has if you look at this so far, has The Rock failed? Not to tie this all into Giannis,
no,
it's
too early. I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers. It's too early. The XFL is like a The XFL is like one of these stores that sell cigarettes and milk in your neighborhood.
Chair,
like every 6 months, a new owner comes by. It has a new name. They put new paint on the front. They say grand opening. And so the XFL historically, yes, it's been a failure. I don't know. I'm sure they expect this to suck out the gate, but I don't know about the XFL. Who does?
Vince isn't looking too bad right now with his first failure with the XFL, is he?
Vince McMahon has
other
failed,
problems. Right, I get
cheated
that.
Cheated his way. He's done a whole lot to get his way. Let's put it that way. I just can't believe our last caller, Mark. He's like, maybe Anthony Davis had a bad game tonight just because the NBA wants them to go seven. And so maybe Adam Silver isn't working for a bunch of billionaires, but maybe Adam Silver is just the world's greatest script writer. I guess everybody's just going off of the script, possibly. James is here from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, James, you're live on the radio.
All right, buddy. I got something to say. I got a lot to say.
Can you close your car? Well, close your car door first.
All right. So, first of all I wanted to know was, is Lamar Jackson's contract worthy of what he is as an individual? I believe it. I am from Baltimore.
Yeah.
I've seen Joe Flacco. I've seen, Trent Dilfer. I've seen these Super Bowl winners. These two fellas. I've seen our defense carry them, okay?
Yeah.
Here's
the answer. The answer is yes. The Ravens
Well, slow down.
Be quiet. You called me up and you didn't even have your car door closed. Now you just want to talk. Be quiet. The answer is yes. It's a simple answer. We don't need the whole soliloquy. Is Lamar Jackson worth the money? Yeah, he is. They decided to pay it to him. He's worth it. Is he going to go out there and earn it? Let's see if he can stay healthy. There's your answer, James from Baltimore. Please, close your car door and drive safely. Stay off of 295. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A matter of fact, we got a lot to do next hour. First of all, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, they both spoke. I can't wait to hear what the hell they had to say about the loss tonight, and maybe Anthony Davis will admit to throwing the game like Mark from California thought might be the case. Speaking of Lamar Jackson had his press conference today. He has some high goals for this upcoming season. Speaking of goals, one of our callers mentioned the Denver Nuggets. He said they're not getting enough love. We're going to talk about Jokic and why doesn't he get the attention. And I'm going to get some more of your calls.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week, no waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest, get a Serta.
I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love. Embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sports book, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.